All right, let's get a look at our creed this morning. And if you have that creed there, you can see it. Read it out loud with your family there as we look at our Calvary Port Acres Creed number 4. We believe that man was created by and for God, and that all people are sinners by nature and practice and are born separated from God. Now, that's a great point to think about as we look forward to what God would have us do with that point. All right, let's get into the message this morning, and appropriately I've titled it, How to Move Forward. How to Move Forward. Spring is almost over. Can you believe that? We're headed into summertime. Our summer starts a little bit earlier down here than other parts of the country. But this pandemic is also slowing down for most of the country, and plans are being made to our country to move forward and begin opening up. But during this time, some have lost loved ones in this historic, epic season. Some have lost jobs. Some have lost friendships. We began the April's over with. We began month. I know calendar date doesn't seem like makes your life better just because it's now May versus April. But there's a mental aspect of starting a new month, especially a month like May, doesn't it? It's like fresh and clean, and let's start May. So as we look at this idea of moving on to a new normal, ask yourself this question. How many days in the past few months have I really lived life at its best? How many days in the past few months have I really lived life at its best? Now I would say for many of us, including me, I would have to answer, no, not enough. Of course, we like to say, life has been perfect. I lived it at 100%. But I think we'd all be lying to ourselves if we said that and really believed it, right? Why? Well, because we all bring something to the table of life that doesn't need to be brought. Remember, for those who are believers, those who have put their trust in Christ and become a new creature in Him, our life is Christ. It is in Him, through Him, by Him. Even if we didn't or don't live that way, our life is still in Christ. So how could anything that we bring of ourselves to the table of life be necessary for us to live our life at its best? So it's not about our efforts. So how do we live life to its best? How do we move forward to make our life the way it should be in Christ? I know someone who strived to do that. In the Bible, we see someone, the Apostle Paul. Man, no man that I can think of had a better excuse for being miserable in life than him. Once he became a Christian, he went about striving to do good in his life, yet the most horrible things were constantly happening to him. He was arrested falsely many times. He was beaten unjustly. He was thrown into prison as an innocent man. He was shipwrecked. He often went without food. He had some sort of disease or illness or defect, and yet this man seemed to live every day to its fullest. Most of us, if not all of us, are conscious of the fact that we're not living every day to its fullest. Someone will ask us, how you doing? And we'll answer, great. Or my favorite, fine. But behind our mask, the physical mask we're wearing, and the emotional mask we use, we know it isn't so great. And we know it isn't fine. We know that there has to be a better way than what or how we are doing it now. Jesus said in John 10:10, that he came that we might have life and to have that life more abundant. Is life abundant for you? I'm not asking if you have a lot of stuff. I'm asking if you are fulfilled. Are you content with all that is your life right now? I'm not asking how good is your life, but in spite of the circumstances, are you content with all that is your life right now? Paul gives us some insight into how we can move forward in our life in Philippians 3. I'll put up on the screen here for you there. Philippians 3, and I'm going to leave this up on here when we go through the lesson because we're going to kind of go through it part by part. Philippians 3:12 says this, not that I have already attained or have been perfected, but I follow after it so that I may lay hold of that for which I was seized by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not count myself to have attained, but it's one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal to the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Well, he kind of gives a disclaimer to start with. Not that I've achieved this perfect life in Christ. Not that I am walking perfectly in him. But here's what I strive for. And that makes me feel a little better. Does it make you feel a little better too? I mean, Paul didn't even obtain it. The great Apostle Paul didn't even attain it. So I know that if I don't, I'm not a failure in life. But as long as I'm moving forward, as long as I'm striving for life in Christ, as long as I'm striving towards Christ, I'm doing the right direction. And the same goes for you. One of the keys to living life in Christ is accepting that you will fail and you will fall. But then getting back up and continuing on in him. Never accept that you failed and then just decide to stay there. That never works out. So Paul gives us three steps in this verse here, or this passage here, to move forward each day in Christ. And he says the first thing, he says, forget yesterday. Forgetting those things which are behind. That's hard to do, isn't it? Life can never be abundant if we keep carrying around all the yesterdays that weigh us down. Although Paul says we're to forget, Paul did not mean to erase the past from our minds. The past is the past. But don't allow that to be our focus. The past is not a place to stop at, but a place to build upon. We do not forget those loved ones that have left us. We use their memories to build the future. We do not forget the past hurts, but allow those hurts to drive us to Christ. What past things are you holding on to? For many, it might be failures, or maybe a sin, or a missed goals. So many times, these things will be what we remember, what we focus on. What are you doing today? Oh, I'm sitting here thinking about the past failures. Now, we don't say that, but that's kind of the way we live our life sometimes. And how productive is that? As I like to say, how's that working out for you? I'm not saying don't learn from your mistakes. I'm saying learn from them and move on. Don't sit down and wallow in them. For others, they are sitting and wallowing in the things that life has thrown at them, the things that we had no control over, things that come out of left field at us. We replay these things over and over in our minds, trying to figure out how we could have done it differently or how could we have done that and make it go away. What could we have done to make sure that that thing that life sent us didn't happen? And we forget to live today with Christ. But for some, sitting down and resting on the past successes is just as bad. Resting on our past successes can make us stagnant, as much as wallowing in the past mistakes. Think about Paul's life at this point. He had made some pretty bad mistakes. He had things happen to him that were out of his control, but he also had some amazing things that he did good. Paul had reached two continents for Christ. Now think about that. Not two countries, two continents for Christ. Paul had reached Rome, the capital of heathenism, with the gospel of Christ. But he never let those successes get in the way of the future or get in the way of him living with Christ. Paul did not let his failures or his successes obstruct his life that he was in. The writer of Hebrews tells us to lay aside every weight, the weight that so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Let us look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The race is now. The runner doesn't focus on the awesome start he had or the minor trip up he had in turn four while he's in the middle of the race. His focus is on the finish line. So how do we move forward? Forget yesterday. And then live in today for the future. Paul said he tries as hard as he can, reaching forward to those things which are ahead. This is the day the Lord has made, therefore be glad in it. Live today. It is a gift from God, the God who loves you. Don't say, if things were different, or what if this, my life would be better. Live today with the day that God gives us. Live today with purpose. Only Jesus can give life purpose, as he is the one who created you. As individuals or corporately as a church, we will only find our purpose in him. So often we are wallowing in the past or waiting for some future thing to happen. Both these attitudes make us stagnant. Just living each day doing nothing but waiting for some future day when all will be great is pointless and fruitless. We need to live today doing something that we love in Christ. We need to live today for the future. Otherwise, the future will be nothing. How to move forward? Forget yesterday. Live in the moment today for the future. And then trust tomorrow. Paul tells us that he reaches forward to those things which are ahead, and he presses forward to the goal, to the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Instead of worrying about what will happen tomorrow, we need to trust tomorrow. We need to trust tomorrow for what God can do through us. We need to trust tomorrow that God will do the things we can't. If we stop focusing on the past and live today in the moment with Christ, then we need to trust tomorrow. You ever woke up in the morning and prayed, God, lead me today. God, help me have a day that is glorifying to you. And then you have one of the worst days in your life. I have. And you think, I'm never going to pray that again. God, here's the day. You can have it. And then it's like horrible, right? You really weren't trusting in God for the future. What you really meant was, God, let me have a great day doing things for me. God, be with me so that way I can have a great day and enjoy my life. And then when it didn't work, you blame him. But maybe if we trusted in tomorrow, the future and living in Christ, then we might see that our day did glorify him in the lives of others around us. Maybe your bad day wasn't about you or for you. Paul says for us to press forward to the goal, the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In reality, nothing else matters. As believers, we need to give our yesterday to Christ, live our today in Christ, and look forward for the eternity with Christ. Trust tomorrow. It is worth your investment today. It is worth putting today in the Master's hands. So that's the simple formula to move forward and getting the most out of each day. Don't focus on yesterday. Build on it. Build from it. Live today where you are, living in the now in Christ, and then trust the tomorrow in Christ, because God is already there. Church, what a great thought we see from Paul here in Philippians. And I hope that you are encouraged by it, and I hope that you see this as a way to move forward with anything that's going on in your life, not just what's going on with the country right now, but personally what's going on in your life. Let me pray with you, and I'll let you go. Father God, thank you so much for this opportunity just to come and see your word. And God, we just ask you to guide and direct in all that is done, that we would do things to glorify and honor you. Be with us as we begin to open up corporate services, and that we would plan and think about the things that you would have us do to respect our authority, but also to keep our church safe and to move wisely with this. We don't want to go too quick. We don't want to go too fast. God, we want to just follow you and allow you to lead us. God, guide and direct us as we move forward in you. Be with those that are watching this morning and those that will be watching later as they have things in their life that they're staying behind in, that they're struggling with the past. And God, that you would encourage them with this passage that Paul wrote to move forward in you. We give you praise for all that you do in your precious name. Amen.